Christina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, Christina, what kind of research has been involved with therapy dogs?
Sorry, can you please repeat this?
Sorry. So, what kind of research has been involved with therapy dogs? How do we know they work?
Oh, we have just the living proof. We have placed a lot of dogs in different situations, in facilities or with individual clients. And we know that they can provide comfort and companionship and emotional support to individuals. And they reduce anxiety and provide non-judgmental support.
Now, is this the first instance of a therapy dog in a drought situation?
As far as I'm aware, it is. And yes, we are very excited to have Ajax there. So I've delivered him last week, and it was just beautiful to see the students meeting the dog and see their faces light up. So it was a very emotional welcome.
And how has this drought affected Trundle Central School to warrant a therapy dog?
I think looking at the school situation, these students are experiencing the stress levels of their parents. They know that their parents are finding it hard to deal with the situation. They don't have water at home, so the school has provided them with facilities to have a shower and to wash their clothes. So the students coming to school and are stressed and often worried about what their parents have to deal with on an everyday basis. So often students don't want to attend school. So a dog then hopefully is something to look forward to. It can increase the attendance rate. It is a pleasant distraction for the children.
Are there many rules and regulations in regards to including therapy dogs at schools?
Not really. It is the based on the decision of every principal. If they think this is something that would work for their school and their students could benefit from.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Christina Runda, a pet therapy officer for Guide Dogs New South Wales, looking at the effects of therapy dogs within schools experiencing hardship. So, Christina, how have the kids who don't like dogs, if there were any, how did they respond to therapy dogs?
Oh, to be honest, I haven't met a child that doesn't love the happy face of a Labrador. But of course, the school and the staff will be aware if there's a student that might not be convinced right at the beginning, but I'm sure our Labrador agents can win them over.
And what kind of benefits are we seeing from therapy dogs being introduced into schools and other areas?
We know that, as I mentioned before, a Labrador or a therapy dog can reduce stress levels and help with anxiety. We often find that they offer a lot of emotional support. So, for instance, these Labrador Ajax will be attending counselling sessions. So a child, a student, might find it much easier to open up if they're at the same time petting the dog. Or during the reading program, often children who struggle a bit to learn to read find it very comforting to have a dog next to them who has all the patience in the world, who doesn't judge, who doesn't roll the eyes and is getting upset when the student is not picking up the skills so easily.
Wow, that sounds really helpful for some of these kids. Is there any plans to expand this program?
We definitely are open for client applications from all different areas. So, yeah, we know that our program works and that our dogs can provide a lot of support. So we are open for it.
Well, I'm hope to look forward to see lots of therapy dogs around for kids that might need them. I think they're very wonderful, helpful little things. Christina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, pleasure. Thanks for having me.